From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. Wherever David Beckham decides to put his Major League Soccer stadium, it won't be at Port Miami. County commissioners made sure of that today. Now the focus turns to a downtown waterfront site where the opposition may not be so powerful. More from WLRN's Rick Stone.
Beckham and his investors thought vacant land at the port would be perfect for the stadium they envisioned, with its waterfront skyline vistas and walking access from downtown. But he was blocked consistently by powerful port interests, such as the Miami Seaport Alliance, an organization headed by Royal Caribbean Cruises. Alliance President John Fox told the county commission the stadium could threaten the port's reputation as a cruise capital and a cargo gateway to the Americas.
I think we need to maintain those two titles. I think they matter to the community. And I would hope that the commission in its wisdom would take the port property off the table once and for all.
Commissioners agreed. And these were Chairwoman Rebecca Sosa's words as she called for a vote.
The port, in my personal humble opinion, shouldn't be touched for anything that is not port related.
The 11-1 decision to take the port off the soccer stadium table leaves Beckham with only a tentative plan B. It's a deep water boat slip near American Airlines Arena and is owned by the city of Miami. Turning it into a stadium would require a referendum, engineering to fill the slip, and it would be opposed by environmentalists such as Laura Reynolds of the Tropical Audubon Society.
Biscayne Bay Aquatic Preserve was protected to be submerged land for future generations. It shouldn't be a private entity that takes away access to Biscayne Bay.
Beckham's group has already said it no longer considers the port to be its top site candidate, and he's being assured that commissioners are anxious for a soccer franchise just at a place that everybody can live with. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
With hurricane season approaching in less than 2 weeks, Florida is preparing for a worst-case scenario. The state's Emergency Operations Center is fully operational and today responded to a fictional Category 4 storm called Hurricane Jones. The mock storm made landfall in southwest Florida after knocking out communications to the Florida Keys. It caused a plane crash, a collapsed hospital, and millions of homes to lose power. Emergency Management Director Brian Kuhn says his team designed the storm to be as challenging as possible.
We really want to see how hard we can make it and what it is that we have the ability to deal with and how we'll bring in the appropriate resources, staffing, etc.
Florida hasn't been hit by a major hurricane since the record-setting 2005 season, and Kuhn says state residents must avoid complacency in their disaster planning. Well, it's only Tuesday, and luckily it's not hurricane season yet, so maybe you're already making plans for this holiday weekend. And if you're thinking of taking the family outside for some theme park fun, take note of the rising cost for admissions. On Monday, Busch Gardens in Tampa and SeaWorld in Orlando raised their single-day general admission ticket prices for adults and children by $3. That's if you buy the tickets at the gate. So maybe planning ahead is a good idea. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba. And Andy, I hope this doesn't put a damper on your plans for this weekend.